Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Interesting show, as always, is what we give you every day. We love it, and we're the guys that like to bring press conferences as well. We hang our hat on that. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Why? Because we want you to know right away. That's why. You know, 2 minutes less of us is not a big deal. If you hear a coach, even if you feel like you're going into an operation and they're just, you know, they say count backwards from 100. We understand that happens every once in a while, but it's okay. That's why we're here for you. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I got to tell you, when we played the over-under game with Chris, it was hard not to say what you really thought. You know that Deshaun, 2.5, starts this year, 3.5 for Sanders. I think a lot of us will sit around and try to figure out. When we listen to the press conferences like we heard today from Kevin Stefanski, it makes me feel like it's Gabriel all the way through. Even if ownership said we want to see both these guys early in the season, I really, really, really don't have a problem with watching both of these quarterbacks for the rest of the season. And they're both rookies. You know, if sometimes you got to take a challenge. And if it doesn't feel like it's working right for Gabriel, let's see what Sanders looks like. If it's a catastrophe, then you pull him out.
It is fair here at 2-7 to think about next year, right?
Yes.
Okay. I can't imagine both of these rookie quarterbacks being on the team next year.
Man, what if it isn't?
I can't imagine Sanders and Gabriel both being here.
What if Sanders has success?
Well, good.
Yes.
Good.
There's nothing better. We've said this since the beginning of the year.
What if Gabriel goes out this weekend and is 25 of 32 for 310 and
three touchdowns? That's good to me. Light bulb's gone on.
Exactly. I don't care which one. Somebody go play the position like an NFL quarterback.
Amen.
That's all we need.
Amen. Ryan, Lincoln, Nebraska. Rhino.
Hey, Andy, Jeff. And again, I tell you guys, great conversation, obviously, with Chris Rose, man. That dude just knows what's going on. Again, you hear his empathy, obviously, when it comes to, obviously, the Browns season at hand. He gives a damn, obviously, about the Browns, and so do I, and so do you guys. And it's just like, you know, your hands are just waved up. Like, what do you do? You know what? Again, it stinks to even say this. But losing will be winning in the future. And again, it's like, well, how do you know that? Because the Browns in years past have failed when it comes to picking draft picks. You know what? I just wishfully hope that they do find a way to make the proper picks, if that's the case that they're going. And again, there's still no exaggeration. What is it, like 7 or 8 games left? And it's just like, well, how do you let a fan base that gives a darn, you know, just be told that, hey, man, we're gonna rest the rest of the year, you know, away for preparation for the next year. And it's like, me as a Browns fan, I was prepared for this because obviously they told us more or less that they didn't have a quarterback, left tackle, et cetera, wide receiver. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a 2-0, you know, whatever it is, a 15 team. And it's like, you know, that's what I'm prepared for, and that's what's going on right now. I don't know if that's going to be the case because there's a lot of losing teams in front of us that we're going to be playing against. But at the same time, man, if there's one objective at hand, man, just find a way for the future to be proper when it comes to actually drafting these dudes, you know, in the first 5, 10, 15 picks, whatever, man. But that's all I got to say, man. Go Browns in the future, man. But, man, this season, man, oof. Hey, good luck to you guys for taking on the rest of these callers for the next year. Thank you. Have a great farm stage. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's Rhino.
Resident caller.
Picking a spot in somewhere in the country to go call us from.
It's pretty amazing. Probably our most loyal listeners. I shouldn't say that. We have some pretty loyal listeners. I would think so. I just, his determination to go throughout the country and still listen is very impressive. Cliff, what's up, man?
Oh, I was just calling. I had a couple of questions. Sure. Do either of you guys know who the all-time passing percentage leader is in college history?
Yes, we do.
Last year it was Shedeur Sanders.
Doesn't that statistic alone say that he should be on the field to get a chance?
No.
No?
No.
Not when we got, I mean, some of the passes this guy's been throwing, I mean, he's, you know, 7-yard passes, he's not even complete.
Well, if everybody thought Shedeur, and again, Cliff, I hope the guy gets on the field at some point when the team thinks he's ready and is phenomenal and is our quarterback for the next decade. Right now, they don't think he's ready to play. If they did, he'd be on the field.
I just think that statistic says a lot when you say all time. I mean, when you
I'll throw another one at you. The word was that last year he threw more passes behind the line of scrimmage than anybody in the entire country last year. Like, you know, I mean, like, you know, a wide receiver screen, that type of stuff. Those types of passes lead to a completion percentage as well. I'm not downplaying what he did last year. What I am saying is offense can have something to do with that, and perhaps it did in his case.
Does that work?
Okay.
Keep in mind, Dylan Gabriel completed 73% of his passes last year.
Yeah, I just think when this guy gets on the field, it's whoever gives him that opportunity is going to reap the benefits.
You're not alone. A lot of people feel that way.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Who's won the most playoff? Who's won the most playoff? What college quarterback has won the most playoff games?
Dylan completed 73% of his passes last year, and Shedeur completed 74. So Shedeur was significantly better.
I mean, you can find a stat for anything you want. I don't know. I want to see him play. That's the problem. And I don't want to sit here and tear him up. By the way, Will Howard is and Stetson Bennett, I think, won 4. The same here comes. All right, I'll take my medicine. Go ahead. You going to give it to me? This is like getting a shot when you're 8 years old. You want me to say it again? Will Howard won 4 playoff games last year.
Oh, Will.
Thank you.
Guess what?
What?
He's been activated.
What? What?
Oh, Will.
Man.
You might see him holding a clipboard.
I'll take that. That run last year was so amazing. And what's even crazier is what Julian Sain's doing right now. It's just a factory. Like, when I think of Ohio State football, there isn't a whole lot of drama. You know, it's weird to talk about it. It's really weird to talk about a team that wins all the time, isn't it? And you're like, whoa, Michigan. Michigan's like the only thing.
No.
Michigan's the only pimple on the way. I'm sorry. I mean, I know. Please don't make me regret that with UCLA this week.
Squeeze that thing, baby. Let's go.
Right. They need to get. I think Ryan Day just needs that for his psyche. They just need to go in there with a good game plan. Man, they've got a great defensive coordinator. Matt Patricia has just done a fantastic job of that defense. Brian Hartline with the
Andy.
Jeff, we might need some time off.
Come back. 2-7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.